Well, what happened then? We followed patients out to 2 years, and lo and behold, fewer people died in the atenolol-treated group as compared to the placebo-treated group. 9 patients died in the atenolol-treated group, and 21 patients in the placebo-treated group. That's like half as many. It was so obvious that when you piled up the death certificates of the patients, one pile of death certificates was twice as high as the other. It was 19 days to the first death in the placebo-treated group, and 237 days to the first death in the atenolol-treated group.